Minutes ago, West Coast ports reopened following a 10-day lockout of dock workers that created a logjam of ships waiting to unload their cargo. Last night, a federal judge in San Francisco granted President Bush's request for an injunction to end the lockout. It was the first time in 24 years a president has used his authority under the Taft-Hartley Act to end a labor dispute. Members of the Longshoremen's Union have returned to work, but many are angry the president intervened. Joining us now is NPR's Laura Seidel, who is at the Port of Oakland. Laura, what are things like down there on the waterfront right now?
Well, I see cranes lifting containers and ships pulling into the port loaded with cargo. Yesterday it was deserted here, but now I see trucks coming through ready to pick up and drop off goods. I would say the Port of Oakland is alive again.
You talked to a number of longshoremen today. What was their mood?
Well, they are very unhappy that President Bush stepped in. The ones I spoke to really resented it. I think they feel like the issues haven't been resolved, and they also feel like now in bargaining they're at a disadvantage because they can't say, look, we can, you know, stop deliveries for Christmas unless you listen to us. So they're pretty upset.
Now, one of the reasons for the lockout was that workers had staged a slowdown. Does it look like they will resume work at a normal pace?
Well, not necessarily. I got the sense from the workers I spoke with today that they might continue to do something they call working to rule. This is what they were doing before the lockout, and it was actually the cause of the lockout. One worker I spoke with explained it this way. Normally, he said, they don't follow all the safety rules in order to meet shipping deadlines. But when the contract expired, they decided they weren't going to take the safety risk anymore. And so they started following every single rule. And that slowed down movement at the ports and the Pacific Maritime Association, or PMA, which represents carriers and ports, locked out the workers. And that was how things started.
What happens if the longshoremen start working to rule again?
Well, according to the legal experts that I spoke with, the PMA and the Justice Department would likely go back to court and say, look, the union is telling its workers to do their, not to do their job at a normal pace. And even though the workers are, quote, working to rule, if Justice and the PMA can show that the union actually intends to slow down the work process, the judge can cite the union for civil contempt. And then the union can be fined maybe a few $1,000s a day. Now, if they don't tell their workers to start working at a normal pace, at that point, it can move to court and there can be a citation for criminal contempt. Then the stakes get higher, the fines get higher, and union officials could actually go to jail. Although one labor lawyer I spoke with didn't think things would get that bad.
Thanks very much, Laura.
Thank you.
NPR's Laura Seidel at the Port of Oakland.